Gemara says on Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, Amarava Betchila Nikras Al Shmei Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu LeBesef Nikras Al Shmei Shnem LeBetaris Hashem Cheftzai BeSarasa Yagi Yemen Belayla. So Rava says in the beginning, Tara is called Al Shmei Shal Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's Tara, but once you learn it, then it's called Tarasai. Then it's Nikras Al Shmei of the Laimed that it becomes his own Tara. And Rashi says over here, Nikras Al Shmei Shal Oisa Tamlich Tarich Baki Nechsev of Tarasai the Mashra Shal Kol Adam. It's Masha that once a person learns Tara, then it becomes Shmai, it's Nikal Shmai, but before you learn it, it's the Tara Bakadosh Baruch Hu. And I heard the idea from Rabbi Asher Arieli. He said that Rashi says over here that when is Nikal Shmai, Shal Asa Talmud, Shal Tarachba, that he's Tarachba, Kinachsiba Tarasa, the Masha Shal Kol Adam. Rashi adds in this word, Shal Tarachba. So where does Rashi get this? I'm Echi Tesa, that it has to be Tarach. The Gemara just says in the beginning, before you learn it, it's Akadosh Baruch Hu's Tara, and after you learn it, it's your Tara. But where does Rashi see in the Gemara? That has to be Tarachba. There has to be tircha. If you look at Rashi and Kiddushin and Daflam and Beis, Rashi over there doesn't say beferish you need tircha. Rashi says of a tarasi yagi, kim betaras Hashem chapsai, v'sarasi yagi betchila nikas taras Hashem mishalamda v'garsa hari nikas tarasi. Once you learn it, and the garis said it's called tarasi. It doesn't say lehadi. They need to be tarach. You just need to learn it. Rashi says before you learn it, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tarach. After you learn it, it's your tarach. Where does Rashi get this from? There has to be tarachba. That dafka the tircha is what makes it tarasi delay. And the Rabbi is Mazber and Ruyam Hadar and Mish Amram that this musig of the becomes Tarasai, it's Nikal Shmai. What does that mean? Why is it Nikal Shmai just because he learned it? It's still Taras Hashem. And he said that the Pshad is that when a person learns Tar and his Amalba and Tarachba, then he becomes Echad with the Tar. The Tar becomes Echad with him. He becomes one with the Tar. He becomes a Metzias of Tar, a Chepsa of Tar. The Tar goes into his bones. And that's something which is only Shaykh through Amelis Batar. If you just learn Tar intellectually, but there's no Amelis, so you hear it, you know it, it's in your seichel, but you don't become echad with the Torah. And when you're amal ba'ba tarachba, then the Torah becomes echad with you. You become a chavtza of Torah, you become a mitzias of Torah, and you mamish become one with the Torah. And that's what it means. It's Torah say, it's his Torah. It's not just Nikas al Shmai, but literally, he becomes echad with the Torah, and that's why it's called b'sarasa. And therefore, Rashi says, Avada has to be tarachba. Without the tircha, which is the limud ba'ama, then he might be mekan the mitzvah of tam Torah, but to become echad with the Torah, you won't have. It's only with the tircha, when there's tircha and amelis, that becomes echad with the Torah, that allows the Torah to enter his metzias and his guf and mamish in a physical sense. It becomes echad with the Torah, and therefore Rashi says it's bedafka when he's tarachba, he's amalba, then it becomes Torah. Sorry.